To purchase tickets, go to fhtc.edu/foundation. And thanks for inspiring Wranglers like me.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're happy to welcome into our Newsmaker 3 this Wednesday morning, Chris Piney, as we're discussing the Emporia State Phi Delta Theta's ongoing fundraising efforts to benefit ALS research here locally. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. It's shaping up to be a pretty great day out there today.
Yeah, I might actually get some time outside today. So.
Well, let's talk here a little bit about Phi Delta Theta for those who aren't aware exactly what it is. First of all, what is Phi Delta Theta and what is it that you are all focused on doing here?
So Phi Delta Theta is a fraternity on campus here at ESU, and we're mostly just focused on building better men and helping the community in any way we can. So.
Well, I know right now you're focusing on ALS research funding. Can you talk about some of the efforts going on with that right now?
Yeah. So recently we had a benefit gala but we decided as a chapter what is something we can do to raise money for ALS, and we kind of stole the choir dinner model, and we decided to have our own gala with our own entertainment and speakers and attempt to raise money that way. And yeah.
What was the turnout like?
The first one we got 60 people, which is pretty good, I'd say, for just starting out. So.
Well, you mentioned the first one, so more events obviously coming up here through Phi Delta Theta.
Yeah. So nationally, we have an event called Blues Olympics, which is basically all the chapters of Phi Delta Theta throughout the nation get together and do athletic events and try and raise money by raising awareness through athletic events.
So what kind of athletic events are we talking about? Like your typical baseball, basketball, maybe some football, that kind of stuff? Or do you guys maybe go outside the normal realm of what people would look at for athletic competition?
It could really be anything. I'm doing bowling. One of my fraternity brothers is holding paper cranes. It can really just be anything you think of.
Now, is this open? You mentioned this is obviously the fraternity nationwide are the ones doing this, but are you opening this up to the public for their participation and things like that?
Yeah, anyone can help us out in any way. I know there are people who aren't members of Phi Delta Theta who have participated. So.
How do they go about finding more information on that or maybe getting involved with you guys?
I would say look up the Live Like Lou Foundation online. You'll be able to find all the information on that. So,
and then do you also have your own social media and things like that that people can get in contact with you?
Yes, we do.
Where can they find those?
One second. So, our Instagram handle is just look up on Instagram, Phi Delta Theta Kansas Epsilon, and it should come up with our personal Instagram.
Okay.
I don't have our Facebook on me at the current moment, but yeah.
Well, fantastic. I guess one of my last questions for you here, Chris, you know, why the focus on ALS? Is that kind of just a national focus for Phi Delta Theta, or is it kind of specific here for Emporia State?
Yeah. So Lou Gehrig was a baseball player, and he was also a famous Phi Delta, and he contracted Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. So, and recently in 2013, there was a member of Phi Delta Theta who contracted ALS and decided, instead of just living out his last few years not doing anything, he decided to start the Live Like Lou Foundation to help those with ALS and ALS families in any way he can. And it's just kind of grown to this national thing. And Phi Delta Theta nationally decided to partner with the Live Like Lou Foundation in 2020, I believe. But yeah.
So really a deep history here between your organization and this disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fantastic. Well, again, Chris, for those who maybe want to get involved and help you guys out, again, how can they go about doing that?
Just look us up on Instagram or Facebook, Phi Delta Theta Kansas Epsilon.
Be plenty of updates coming through there.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well,
Chris, are you one of the poll sitters?
I am, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Homecoming weekend, right?
Yes, that's on homecoming weekend. All right. We have a lot of fun out there, so.
Raising money for, I think, SOS is what you benefit there,
yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, we do appreciate your time and appreciate all the work that you and the rest of Phi Delta Theta are doing here year-round throughout the community.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Hey, thanks for your time.
For giving
appreciate
me the opportunity.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Yep.
That is Chris Piney with Phi Delta Theta as they are currently putting